place. Arambula drives with her left hand, Euro steps, kicks it out to Olale. Three ball high and hits the court and pounds.
Price taking it down the floor for Maryville. Price works to her right, moves to her left, goes back to a crossover, kicks it up to Sparks. Sparks top of the key to Acklin. Acklin with the three ball, no good, and rebounded by Katana Bingham. Bingham passes it to Grubb, and it's intercepted by Price. Price working on the floor with seven to go, kicks it. Acklin picks it up. 4 seconds, 3-2. Shot off the iron, no good.
You know what? You know, Maryville just definitely is going to have to take some of these things, you know, from the first quarter, like I was talking about, you know, trying to run that track race with Benton. They're managing to get the ball down and fast into the basket for quick, easy points. I just think Maryville is going to have to use their shot attempts a little bit better, Wiley. So definitely some things to go into the second quarter.
Hounds trail 19-2 as we go to the second quarter. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Welcome back to the Hound Pound. I'm Wiley Ray. Alongside me is Jackson Phelps. Jackson, we saw in the first quarter the Bearcats trying to run, the Spoofhounds trying to run with the Cardinals, and the Cardinals just being able to keep the pace of play fast,
yeah.
And Spoofhounds are having trouble trying to keep up.
You know, being down 17 into the first quarter, coming into the second, is definitely not ideal for Maryville right now. But like I said, some things they need to work on. So I think they need to use their screens a little bit more and just get that extra pass down low to get easy shots.
Price with it now in the left corner. Passes it up to Acklin. Acklin with the three ball. Good, Briley Acklin. Nothing but nylon. 19-5. Cardinals lead with 7:40 to go in the first half.
Exactly what the Hounds needed to start this second quarter of play.
And another big defensive stop for the Hounds to start things off here in this second quarter as Price now works down the floor at the right wing. She'll drive to the hoop, and she'll draw the foul, and it'll be under the hoop.
Great job by Price to get down low and to get the shot up and, you know, to go at the line. This is exactly what Maryville needs, is just opportunities.
And the foul will fall on number five, Elena Arambula. That'll be her second personal foul, first team foul of the second quarter. Acklin with it, passes it around the horn to Groh. Groh over to Cunningham. Cunningham top of the key. Gets stopped in her tracks. And it's a jump ball call, and it's the arrow is pointed in the direction of the Cardinals. 7:12 to go in the first half. Cardinals lead 19-5 over the Hounds. Moving it down the floor now for Benton is Katana Bingham. Bingham swings it around, and it'll be an off-ball foul on Katana Bingham.
You know, just some things that Maryville needs to work on. But here they come down. They're down now by only 14, so hoping to get some more points.
Price at the right wing. Passes it over to Cunningham. Cunningham with the pass to Maple, and Maple with the three ball herself. 19-8, Hounds trail with 6:40 to go in the first half.
Maryville's second three to start the second quarter, kind of getting that momentum shifted back towards them and exactly what they needed.
Spoofhounds in a 2-3 defense. As corner three kick out, shot goes up. No good, bounces off the backboard. Second chance opportunity for the Cardinals right here. Lenning passes it over to Bingham. Bingham drives with her right hand. Dead in her tracks by the Hounds. Maple goes up for it. Good. Michaela Maple with her fifth point in the last minute, Jackson.
Great job there by Maple to get down to the floor and to get an open shot. Exactly. Maryville is just, you know, continuing to keep this second quarter in their hands and kind of what they needed. And another great defensive possession here by Maryville.
Maryville putting a lot of pressure on Benton here as a short range jumper. No good. And it'll go off the hands of Cunningham, and it'll stay with the Cardinals. Coming in for Maryville now is Ryson Steens and Riley Hornbuckle. Two starters back in the rotation for the Hounds. Cardinals inbound it. Simmons with it at the top of the key. Passes it over to Brown. Brown now over to Lenning. Lenning around the horn. Finds Simmons at the top of key. Simmons backing down Price. Kick out corner three by Lenning off the back of the iron. No good. And it'll stay back here with the Cardinals.
Great job by Maryville to just keep closing out and being able to, you know, just get those extra opportunities.
And it looks like it's going to be a timeout called by head coach Chris Michaels. And Jackson, one thing we're seeing in this second quarter that we saw differently in the first quarter is just the Spoofhounds are resiliency they're playing here in the second quarter. 8 points already, and we're halfway through this quarter.
You know, Wiley, I can 100% agree with you on that. So for the Spoofhounds, they started this quarter perfectly, and they need to continue this, you know, this level of play to end the first half out and to go into the second half with a more well-rounded aspect and approach.
Hounds trail by nine. So we're coming out of the 30-second timeout, 5:27 to go in the half. Currently in for the Hounds is Steens, Maple, Cunningham, Price, and Hornbuckle. So the original starting five for the Spoofhounds. Inbound pass goes up and in. And it's Jaylen Brown finding herself 2 points. 5:20 to go. Price taking it down the floor for the Spoofhounds. Passes it over to Maple. Maple at the right wing. Maple over to Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle sent at the top of the key. Waiting for Price. Price takes the pass. Price works to her right. Between her legs over. Quick ball movement. Passes it over to Cunningham. Cunningham at the right wing. She'll drive baseline. Goes up with a shot. No good. And rebounded by Lenning.
You know, Maryville just needs to continue that level to just get down and, you know, be able to get into the lane for more opportunities.
Katana Bigham going up for two. No good. And a foul will be called on Bigham. And it'll be a foul on the Cardinals. Three fouls in the second quarter for Benton. Hounds have no fouls, and Bigham picks up her second.
You know, foul trouble, I was talking to you, Wiley, about that. It's something that Maryville is definitely going to have to keep in check as far as we get into the second half.
Hounds trail by 11 with 4:40 to go in the half. Price with it at the top of the key. Passes it over to Maple. Maple sent at the right wing to Hornbuckle. Hounds running the same offense they did earlier. Price pump fakes the defender. Long range two off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Lenning. Here come the Cardinals pushing it across the logo. Lenning with the pass to Simmons. Simmons working to her left. Passes it over to Zielkowski. Zielkowski passes it over to Grubb. Grubb back up to Zielkowski. Zielkowski over to Grubb at the right wing. Grubb kicks it around to Simmons. Simmons spins the defender, passes it around to Grubb. Grubb goes up for two, and she'll draw the foul.
Great job by Benton to go down and get the foul and put themselves at the line. They were struggling to get points to start out this quarter, so for them, this is exactly what they needed.
Foul falls on Spoofhound number 12, Jaylee Price. That'll be her first foul, team's first foul of the second quarter. First free throw up, and it's good for Hadley Grubb. And coming out for the Hounds is Michaela Maple. Second shot attempt by Grubb up, bounces around and falls in. 23-10, Cardinals lead over the Spoofhounds with 4 minutes to go here in the half. Price, top of the key, crosses over, takes the screen from Hornbuckle, tries to split a defender, and she does. Gets it in with a one-hand finish.
Great job by Price getting down there and doing what she does best, finishing at the rim. Maryville needs to lean on her here coming into the final minutes.
Grubb works with her right hand towards the baseline. High pass intercepted by Cunningham, and Cunningham will dish it off to Price, and the Hounds will push it the other way. Price behind the back with a pass to Cunningham. Cunningham at the top of the key. Swings it over to Steens. Steens with a three ball. No good. Bounces off the rim a couple times and picked up by the Cardinals.
Cardinals pushing it the other way. Lenning with the dish to Grubb. Grubb goes up for two. No good. Rebounded by Cunningham. A little bit of a tie-up, and it'll stay with the Hounds. Hounds pushing it the other way. Bounce pass to Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle kicks it around to Acklin. Acklin with the long range two, and it's good. Briley Hacklin. Acklin with the long two for the Hounds. Cardinals pushing it the other way. Working it down to the post to Duru Olale. And Price will pick it up and work it the other way. Price takes it from outside the key. Passes around to Acklin. Acklin with the three ball short. And it'll go to the Cardinals.
You know, Benton right now playing great defense, even though the Maryville, the Hounds are going down there and scoring pretty fast. So they're going to have to keep in check their defense as they're kind of slipping away a little bit. But, you know, with them being up so much, Maryville is definitely going to have some stuff on their shoulders going into the second half.
2:30 to go in the half. Hounds trail by nine. Lenning with the pass to Simmons. Back to Olale. Over to Grubb. Grubb with the short-range jumper, and it's good. And the Hounds now trail by 11 with 2 minutes to go in the ball.
Nice easy little play there, just using the shoulders of the, you know, the paint to get around and find an easy basket for the Cardinals.
Hornbuckle with the three. Good! Riley Hornbuckle with the three ball. And the Hounds now trail 25-17, just under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. And quickly, another three ball attempt by Lenning. No good. And Olale gets the rebound, kicks it out to Arambula. Arambula drives to the left hand, goes to finish, contested by Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle picks up the rebound. Price working it down the floor. 1:30 to go. Price going coast to coast with it, and she'll draw the foul.
Great job by Price again. She's managing to get fouls called for her team, so she's just being the leader that she is. Maryville again just having to rely on Jaylee Price right now coming into that final minutes like I talked to you about. She's putting the team on her back and getting them down the court fast.
Hounds trail 25-17, a minute 31 to go in the half. Hounds to inbound at the Price. Price at the top of the key with the pass over to Acklin. Acklin three, no good. Rebounded by Lenning, and here come the Cardinals. Arambula pushes it across the logo, passes it to Lenning. Lenning at the right wing finds Simmons underneath the hoop, and it's no good. Rebounded by Annie Sparks for the Hounds, and Price pushing it the other way. Steens with it at the left wing. Bounce pass, no good, and it's picked up by the Cardinals, and Coach Michaels calls a timeout. 1 minute to go here in the first half of tonight's girl-boy doubleheader between the Spoof Hounds of Maryville and the Cardinals of St. Joseph Benton. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoof Hound Athletics comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com. Support for Spoof Hound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Welcome back to the Hound Pound. 1 minute to go here in the first half, and the Cardinals are pushing it across the court. Arambula at the top of the key, passes it over to Simmons. Simmons now working the right wing. High, low, over to Brown. Brown goes up for the shot, and she'll be fouled, and she'll go to the line and shoot two.
Great take there by Brown to get down inside with a nice little touch. If she would have managed to get that and one, would have been huge for the Cardinals.
Foul will fall on junior guard number 30, Annie Sparks. That'll be Sparks' first foul of the game, team's second foul of the second quarter. First shot, no good. And Brown goes to shoot her second one. Trying to be 50% from the charity stripe this go-around. Second shot up. Good. 26-17 with 49 seconds to go. Price will push it across the floor for the Hounds. And Zielkowski picking Price up at the half-court range. 40 seconds to go at the mid-stripe. Price works to the left. Trying to get Zielkowski off of her. Screen set by Claire Walter, finding her first minutes of this game. 27 seconds to go. Price works with her left hand. Fighting harder and harder to get down there towards the basket. Zielkowski doing a good job of putting the clamps on her. 15 on the game clock. Price works to her left, goes to her right. Pass to Steens, 9 on the clock. Looks like the Hounds are going to try and run things out to get one more shot before the half. Price down low, off the foot, picked up by Brown. Brown going coast to coast, half-court shot off the back of the iron. No good. That was a close one, Jackson.
You know, honestly, that was probably one of the closer half-court heaves I've ever seen in my life. But, like, who knows if that would have went in, how that could have changed things around. But Maryville is trailing 26-17 against the Benton Cardinals. Wiley, just take me through some thoughts about, you know, going into the second half, and if you're Maryville, what are some things you're going to need to work on?
Some of the big things the Hounds need to focus on, Jackson, is being able to play their tempo. I said this Wednesday night when they played St. Pius. The Spoof Hounds try to play with their opponents, and sometimes their opponents just run the floor a little bit faster than the Hounds are used to. And so the tempo is the biggest thing for the Spoof Hounds here tonight. Just being able to play your game, slow the ball down, create plays, create opportunities. That's going to be the key to success for the Hounds here in the second half.
I totally agree, because the tempo right now is clearly in Benton's favor. I mean, they managed to get the ball down the floor as fast as possible, get the shot up. I mean, they're completely, you know, outrunning Maryville to start this game. But in Maryville's sake, I mean, at one point they were down 15-2. And now the score is now 26-17. They've definitely came back. That second quarter was definitely all Maryville. So hopefully we get to see the same thing with third and fourth quarter coming up.
Third and fourth quarter coming up. We're going to take a quick break. Hounds trail Cardinals 26-17. Once again, I'm Wiley Ray. Alongside me is Jackson Phelps. You are listening to the Bearcat Public Media app.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Support for Spoof Hound Athletics comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoofhounds, KXCV, KRNW.
Welcome back to the Hound Pound. I'm Wiley Ray. Alongside me, Jackson Phelps. Jackson, you know, we went through my first half thoughts. What are your first half thoughts here before we get started with the second half?
No, yes, totally, Wiley. I definitely think that first half for the Hounds definitely could have had some work and definitely some things to talk over during halftime. So I'm hoping that, you know, Coach went over some of these things I'm about to talk about. One is managing your side of your tempo. Like I said before we went to break, Benton has just been running, you know, all over Maryville, coming down the stretch with getting open shots, open looks on the shoulders and on the wing. I mean, they play the baseline so well. That's one of their keys to the game. Another thing is they're just getting out-rebounded, and I think they're giving up way too many easy rebounds for Benton and second-chance efforts. So those are some things that they need to work on.
You are most certainly correct, Jackson. And one of the big things to look for here in the second half is just the tempo that's going to be played and how the Hounds can adapt to that tempo. We saw in the first half they didn't adapt well to that, but things might be a different outlook as currently the Hounds trail by 9 at the start of the half.
100%, and I think 9 is actually way better than they thought they could be at. They were down by more than, you know, 15, you know, at the start of the game. So this is exactly where you want to be for Maryville.
We're going to take another quick break. I'm Wiley Ray. Alongside me, Jackson Phelps. You are listening to the Bearcat Public Media App.
Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millendinsdaleseed.com.
and from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services.
Welcome back to the Hound. We are underway with the second half, and the Hounds will take things off. Price with it at the top of the key. Pressured by the Cardinal defense. Hornbuckle passed down low off the front of the rim. No good. Contested on her shot. And here come the Cardinals pushing it the other way.
Maryville just needs to continue that defensive pressure up front.
Zielkowski with it, passes it over to Lenning. Lenning goes up for two, no good. Picks up her own rebound, kicks it out to Zielkowski, and a three ball by Jersey. Zielkowski makes it 29-17 in favor of Benton. Maryville looking to sit back with a three, no good. Great effort by Rice and Steens, and the Hounds now picking up the pace on offense.
You know, great look by Alyssa Cunningham. Even though the shot didn't go in, I like how Price manages a double team. You know, she finds the person out on the wing. I mean, that's what point guards are supposed to do. So Price is exactly who you want being your point guard.
Arambula pushes it up the floor, passes it over to Simmons. Simmons at the left wing. Passes it now to Brown. Brown over to Arambula. Arambula drives to the right hand, goes up, and will draw the foul and go to the line and shoot two. Foul falls on number three, Michaela Maple. That'll be Maple's first foul of the game, first team foul of the third quarter. First shot by Arambula up off the right side of the rim. No good, and it'll stay a 12-point lead for Benton. Arambula going up for a second shot, trying to make it 50%. She does, and it'll go 30-17 in favor of the Cardinals.
You know, Cardinals starting this half pretty hot, getting the points on the board, you know, managing that Spoof Hound defense pretty good.
And Benton goes into a press after the mismake free throw. Down pass from Price to Hornbuckle, outside to Steens. Steens up to Cunningham. Three ball, no good, and Price doing a valiant effort to keep the ball in play.
You know, great job by Price to get down and try and get that ball back into play, even though it didn't go out. Great effort by her.
Maple picking up a full court one-on-one against Arambula. Looks like the Hounds are going to go in a going to man-to-man here as they start the second half. Shot attempt up, no good by Simmons. And Brown with the rebound and puts it back in for two. 32-17 with 6:20 to go. And the Cardinals, Jackson, putting in a press here in the second half and got the Spoof Hounds on that one.
You know, I think, you know, Benton has found where Maryville struggles the most, and that's just trying to get the ball down the court. So I think that press is exactly what they took from halftime into this half, and it seems to be working. Maryville is trailing 32-17 with under a minute left to go here in the third. You're listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoof Hound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Welcome back to the Hound Pound. Hounds trail 32-17 here in the third quarter as we are currently getting out of a minute timeout. Hounds turned it over on a full court press. And Benton will take things over with 6:19 to go in the third.
you know, Hounds definitely got to just work around that press defense from Benton. I think they're letting it get to their heads, and I think they're letting them run all over them again.
Steens picks up Simmons at half court and forces a turnover. So back-to-back turnovers by both squads to start to continue things in this third quarter.
I mean, both these teams have some big suitcases the way they love to travel these last couple of possessions. So definitely, you know, those easy turnovers are going to have to be something to look out for.
Price taking it across the floor. Looks like she's being triple teamed. Finds Maple. Maple in the corner. Kicks it out to Steens. Steens with a three ball. No good. And bounces off the hands of Cunningham. And it'll go back to the Cardinals. Looked like the Cardinals were trying to pick things up and make Price stay at bay a little bit.
100%. And, you know, Cunningham did a good job trying to get the ball, but it just slipped off of her hand. So did not work in her favor.
Arambula pass over to Simmons. Simmons to the left wing. Drives with her left hand, stopped in her tracks by a litter of hounds. Arambula at the left wing, works to right, works to left, splits a defender, goes up for two, and she'll be fouled, and it looks like it'll be Riley Hornbuckle with drawing the foul on the play.
Great job by Arambula to get down low and to draw that foul. You know, I like how both these teams have been, you know, been very aggressive going down low into the paint for this game.
Arambula, first free throw up, bounces around, no good. Still stays 32-17 with 5:37 to go in the third quarter. Arambula's second free throw up, good. 33-17 with 5:37 to go in the third. A 2-3 full court press, and the Hounds break it. Grow with it at the right wing, moves it over top of the key, contested by Lenning, and Lenning draws the jump ball, and it'll go back to the Cardinals.
Looks like Cora Grow just had a trouble time to just find someone to pass the ball to, and if you're Lenning, you're going to go all over that. Just get your hand on the ball because possession is your arrow, and it'll go back to the Cardinals here.
Acklin picking up Arambula, full court one-on-one. Arambula with it at the right wing. Contested by Acklin. Passes it over to Brown. Brown works it over. Passes it to Morlock. Back over to Simmons. Simmons drives with the right hand. Goes up and will draw the foul. And it'll be a blocking foul. And she'll go to the line and shoot two.
Ben's second possession in a row. Finding themselves at the line. So doing a great job taking advantage of the paint play by Maryville.
And the sophomore guard, Cora Groh, finds herself with her first personal foul, third team foul of the third quarter. And there's 5 minutes to go in this quarter, Jackson, and they're getting pretty close to that bonus.
And, you know, the bonus is not what you want to be if you're Maryville. Giving away that bonus early on is pretty scary because you're down, you know, 34-17 going in to the third quarter. Being in the bonus in the second half is not where you want to be if you're trying to mount a comeback.
Second shot, no good, rebounded by Hornbuckle. And Price moves it down the floor for the Hounds. Price kicks it over to Groh in the corner. Groh back to Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle, bounce pass down low, intercepted by Lenning. And Price takes it back from Lenning, and she'll go to the line.
Great job by Jaylee Price, even though it was one of the more awkward shots I've ever seen. Manages to get another foul drawed on her, and it'll be the first foul for Benton of the half.
So the Hounds will take it in instead of going to the line and shooting two. Price with it in the corner, over to Acklin. Acklin with the three ball from another zip code. Riley Acklin, nothing but nylon.
Great three from Acklin, giving the Hounds another three. When they were down by more than 17 points, Acklin was the one to get them started. So let's see if they Hounds can, you know, bounce back off of her again.
Hounds trail 34-20, 4:20 to go in the third. Arambula goes up with the left hand, no good. And Cora Groh with a long rebound, and she'll go coast to coast. Right-hand layup off the front of the rim, and it'll be a foul, and it'll go with the Hounds. Foul falls on number 23, Andrea Simmons. That'll be her first foul and second team foul. And Price will get it up, tipped off by Arambula, and Acklin will pick it up, and there'll be another foul this time on Katana Bigham.
Bigham looks like she just kind of got, you know, tripped up a little bit. So kind of a tough play there for, you know, Bigham if you're wanting to get, you know, a clean possession, but foul gets drawn against that every time.
Hounds inbound the ball. And it'll go on the line, and it'll stay with, go to the Cardinals. 4:03 to go in the third. Hounds trail 34-20. Pushing it down the floor as Arambula passes it over to Lenning. Lenning back to Arambula, top of the key. 3:46 to go in the third. Arambula, top of the key, works to the left. Passes it up to Ross. Ross to Simmons. Simmons goes up for two, contested by Hornbuckle. And it'll go back to the Hounds. Price picked up a double team, a high-low from Groh to Hornbuckle. And Hornbuckle with two to pull the Hounds within 12.
Riley Hornbuckle making her look too little down low with that easy look, post-up play. Looks like Benton's going to go right back down there and get a two of their own. Back to that Hornbuckle play. Great post control, great post play, great score.
Great post control nonetheless, and Price draws another foul, and it'll be the extension of the arm, this time on Hadley Grubb for the Cardinals.
And that is the third straight foul from Benton. We were kind of talking about Maryville getting into that bonus, but Maryville's been doing a really good job playing the foul play. And, you know, this is, if you're going to get into the bonus, this is the time to do it if you're Maryville.
Hounds inbound it. Maple with the pass around the horn. Back to Maple. Corner three. No good. Rebounded by Simmons. Great execution by the Hounds. They'll keep the ball on their side. The great steal. Acklin with a long range two off the rim. No good. Picked up by Cunningham. She'll drive to the hoop. No call. And Price will go for a shot and get deflected. And the Hounds doing a good job of keeping second chance opportunities, Jackson.
Great rebounds here by Maryville to keep this offensive possession going.
Cunningham with it at the right wing. Dead in her tracks with the pass to Groh. Intercepted by Ross. And Arambula and the Cardinals will take it the other way. Arambula goes up with the two-handed layup and will draw the foul.
Arambula, great job getting down. Little bit of an awkward shot, but manages to get to the line. Both teams now at four fouls.
Arambula.
Just three.
Arambula at the line shooting two. Foul on Spoofhound number 10, Alyssa Cunningham. That'll be her third foul. Team's fourth foul here in the third quarter. Both teams with four fouls. First free throw, good. Arambula, second free throw, good. 38-22, 2:27 to go in the third.
You know, Maryville doesn't need any big threes coming up. They just need to go down there and get their easy shots. And speaking of a three, Price is going to take one.
Price with a three, no good. And Maple with the steal, long range two, and hits the top cord. And this one will go out of bounds and go to the Cardinals.
You know, not the best decision there by Yaple getting the ball. Maybe should have held it and let the offense kind of drop a play. But I think Maryville has been taking a little bit too many just four shots, and I think they need to work the ball around a little bit more.
And the Hounds using a full court man-to-man press is Briley Acklin playing man-to-man coverage on Arambula. Arambula dishes it around over to Brown. Brown kicks it to Simmons. Maple fighting for the ball. And it'll stay with the Cardinals. Looked like maybe both players got their hands on the ball. And it looks like they're actually going to call a foul on Benton instead.
It's weird because she got her hands around the ball. Could have been a jump ball. Could have been the Cardinals ball. But they decided to go with a foul against the Cardinals. And that'll be the team's fifth. And that puts Maryville into the bonus. So they will get free throws out of this.
And going to the line, shooting two, will be Michaela Maple. Shooting one and one will be Maple. First free throw by Yaple, no good. 38-22 with under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Yaple trying to go 50% from the charity stripe. Second free throw up, good. Michaela Yaple with a good free throw.
Yaple, good job to get at least some points out of the fouls, but Maryville's definitely going to have to try and draw more fouls here, being in the bonus.
Claire Walter coming in for Briley Acklin. And Arambula running coast to coast with finishes with a left-hand layup. No good. Rebounded by Brown. No good. And another jump ball. And this one will stay with the Spoofhounds.
Great job by Price to just keep the ball into her possession, because she kind of saw that arrow there. If they were to give that ball up, I think it would have been, you know, an easy rebound from Benton, but gets it back to the Hounds.
Hounds trail by 15 with a minute 40 to go in the third. Yapel with the top of the key. Passes it over to Sparks. Sparks at the right wing, kicks it over to Cunningham. Cunningham drives to the right hand, goes up, and she'll go to the line and shoot two.
Cunningham, again, just trying to go in and draw fouls and get easy shots at the line. Exactly what the Hounds need to be doing.
Foul will fall on Cardinal number 23, Andrea Simmons, and that'll be her first foul of the quarter. First free throw by Cunningham up, no good. 38-23 with a minute 30 to go here in the third quarter. Second shot up, good. 38-24. Hounds taking advantage of them two free throw opportunities as they sink their second one. Arambula taking it down the floor at the top of the key. Looks to her right, assessing the defense, trying to get Yapel off of her. Passes it down to Lenning. Lenning tips it to Arambula. Arambula with it in the corner. She'll drive with her left hand, kicks it out to Lenning. Lenning, pump fake, drive with her left hand, goes up for the shot. And it'll stay on the floor, and it'll be a foul on the Hounds.
Spoof Hounds are doing all they can on the defensive side of the ball, so getting a foul called against them isn't the worst thing, but the Spoof Hounds definitely need to keep their, you know, their hand control a little bit better. You know, try not to reach too much with them being in the bonus now.
And it'll be a foul falls on Alyssa Cunningham, and that'll be Cunningham's fourth foul of the game with a minute to go in the third. And going to the line, shooting one and shooting two is Andrea Simmons.
It must have been a shooting foul called, but it shouldn't have been two because the shot would have counted. So I don't understand why she is getting two free throws, but
1 minute to go. Price works it down the floor. Both free throws missed. Yapel kicks it out to Sparks. Sparks over to Yapel in the corner. High low, intercepted by Brown. And Yapel back on Arambula. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hounds trail 38-24. Arambula at the left wing. Hounds in a man-to-man defense. 30 seconds. Arambula kicks it over to Brown. Brown drives with the left hand, kicks it out, and it'll be a block foul called as Zielkowski was driving towards the lane. It'll be a foul on Jaylee Price.
I mean, good job by the Maryville, you know, by Maryville to stay with them. I mean, they were running pretty fast all around, but Maryville for the most part stayed with them. But you know, just got to keep those hands, you know, from reaching, because the refs are going to call those all day.
That'll be Price's second foul of the game, 15 foul in the third quarter. 23.3 to go in the third. Hounds trail by 14. Zielowski's second free throw up and good, 39-24. And Arambula putting the full court press on Price. And the Cardinals defense gets a big turnover, 17 to go in the third. And Arambula goes up with a right hand fadeaway, rebounded by Envy Ross, and will get it in for two.
The full court press worked there to its perfection. I mean, gets the ball back into the hands of Benton and goes down low inside the paint to score.
Three on the clock. Price with a three ball, bounces off the front of the rim and clanks around. No good, and we'll go to the fourth quarter. Hounds trail 41-24 as we head to the fourth quarter here in Maryville, Missouri. I'm Wiley Ray. Alongside me is Jackson Phelps. You've been listening to the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoof Hounds.
Support for the Spoof Hounds is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoofhound Athletics comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Welcome back to the Houndbound. I'm Weather A alongside me, Jackson Phelps. You are listening to the Bearcat Public Media app. Spoofhounds trail the Cardinals 41-24 as we are getting underway with the fourth quarter. Arambula with it at the right wing, gets a screen by Brown. Shot goes up by Arambula, no good. And Lenning with the rebound. And Lenning gets the assist as Brown goes up and gets the and one. And she'll go to the line and make it a three-point play.
Oh, man, great job by Brown to get the hard pass around the defense, but manages to score off the foul. And if you are Maryville, it's starting to become crunch time to be able to get some points.
Hornbuckle picks up her third foul, first team foul of the fourth quarter. And the in-one shot by Brown up and no good. It'll be a jump ball call, and it'll go to the Hounds. 43-24, 7:38 to go in this one here. First game of tonight's doubleheader here on the Bearcat Public Media app as Benton makes the road trip to Maryville. Price kicks it over to Steens. Steens goes up for two, and she'll draw the foul, and she'll go to the line. The Cardinal in trouble with number 20, Emma Lenning. That'll be her first personal foul, team's first foul of the fourth quarter. Rice and Steens averaging 7 points a game. First free throw up and good. Makes it 43-25 for in favor of the Cardinals.
You know, the Cardinals definitely holding it, you know, to their own here in this fourth quarter. You know, they're just going to have to keep playing with that same level and the same playing style against Maryville. And, you know, they pretty much could have this thing in the bag in the next couple of minutes.
Second free throw by Steens up and good. Makes it 43-26 with 7:20 to go in this one. Arambula, top of the key, works to the right, passes it over to Grubb. Grubb works baseline before kicking it back out to Lenning. Lenning down low to Grubb, and it'll be a push on the Hounds.
You know, the fouls do reset each quarter, which is nice.
And that'll be the fifth foul on Alyssa Cunningham, and she'll be fouled out for the remainder of this game.
You know, if you're Alyssa Cunningham, that's just not what you want to happen. It's not ideal for you to foul out in a high school game, but definitely a tough break for Maryville and for Alyssa Cunningham. Just, you know, not let this get to her head for the upcoming season.
Arambula at the right wing, pushes over to the left, passes it to Lenning. Lenning, high-low, pass to Grubb, and it's good. And Hadley Grubb with two.
Benton right now is just having their way against Maryville.
Price with a pass to Acklin. Acklin with a three. No good. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Then picked up by Cora Groh. And the Spoofhounds will keep it. Three ball attempts by Steens. It's good. And it wasn't draining threes. It was drizzling twos on that one with a long range two jumper.
Oh, Rice and Steens did a great job there. Even though it was a two, great shot. And much needed points for Maryville.
Great shot by Steens. And the Cardinals pushing it the other way. And Andrea Simmons making her defender look small. Posts her up and goes in for the two. Makes it 47-29 with 6:12 to go in this one.
Andrea Simmons, great post control like you were talking about. Great shot. And just Benton going back-to-back with Maryville. If Maryville scores, I mean, Benton's just going to go right back down and score again. So great job from Benton, but Maryville's going to have to kick it up now if they're going to want to have a chance to come back and win this game, Wiley.
And Spoofhounds head coach Kelly Obley calls a timeout. We're going to call a timeout here. You are listening to the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, compassdentalgroup.com.
Support comes from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling, including anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700.
Welcome back to the Hound Pound. I'm Weather A. Alongside me is Jackson Phelps. Spoofhounds trailing the Cardinals 47-29 with 6:12 to go in game one of tonight's girl-boy doubleheader at Maryville High School. Spoofhounds with it now. Price at the top of the key, working past the logo. Passes to Grow. Grow at the right wing, waiting for the offense to develop. Passes to Steens. Steens makes a defender miss, but travels on the drive to the basket, and it'll go back to the Cardinals.
You know, that was just a great play by Steens of the the classic pump fake on the wing to drive inside, but ref saw a little bit too much jump, so.
Arambula will inbound it. Arambula taking it down the floor, covered by Ackland the whole way down. Passes it to Grubb. Grubb passes it down to Brown. Brown with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Hornbuckle, and here comes Price pushing it the other way for Maryville. Price, top of the key, passes to Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle looks to shoot, holds it, passes it to Grow. Grow around the horn to Ackland. Ackland with the three, no good. And rebounded by Brown.
You know, great ball, but just great ball movement by Maryville. Even though the shot doesn't go down. Right now in this game, you're not really looking to win at this point, but just some things to work on, you know, as the game continues. So just a great job by Maryville to move that ball around the paint area.
Arambula's shot, no good. Passed around the horn. Three ball by Simmons, no good. And she'll pick up her long rebound. Pass it to Arambula in the left corner. Arambula works to the hoop. Contested by Price, and they'll both go up, and it'll be a foul. And Arambula will go to the line and shoot two.
I mean, if you're the Cardinals here, they're getting super easy rebounds down low. Yes, on the offensive side, Maryville has gotten its work, but down on the defensive side, just going up and getting rebounds has been the key factor of why Benton has been able to control their scoring against Maryville so well.
First free throw by Arambula rings around the rosy and out. And no good. 47-29, 5 minutes to go in this one. Arambula at the charity stripe looking to go 50% at this attempt. Second free throw up. Good. 48-29 with 5 minutes to go. Cardinals lay off the full court press, and Price gets picked up at half court. Passes it to Sparks. Sparks at the right wing. Pushes it down to Grow. Grow finds Ackland high-low over to Yaple. Yaple down in the corner. Passes it around to Grow. Grow swings it around to Sparks. Sparks to Ackland. Great ball movement here by the Hounds. Yaple with it. Drives to her right side. Pass intended for Pierce, but bats off the hands of Grubb and will stay with the Spoofhounds. 4:34 to go. Grow with the inbound, gets it, drives to the hoop, no good, gets her own rebound, goes up for two, no good. And Price fighting for the rebound, and it'll be a jump ball and go back to the Cardinals.
Great job by Price to just get into every single area she can for a rebound and managing to get jump balls.
Bringing it down the floor now for the Cardinals is Andrea Simmons. Simmons at the top of the key, works to the left, passes it to Bigham. Bigham drives to the hoop, and she'll go to the line and shoot two. It'll be another Spoofhound foul this time. It'll be on Cora Grow. That'll be Grow's second personal foul, fourth team foul here with 4:14 to go in this one in Maryville. Bigham. First free throw off the right side of the iron. No good. And coming in now for the Spoofhounds is number 23, Claire Walter, for Briley Ackland. Bigham, second attempt. Shot goes up off the back of the iron. Bounces her off the front of the iron and picked up by Yaple. A long rebound, and Michaela Yaple picks it up for the Hounds. Price going coast to coast with the left hand. Passes it over to Sparks. Sparks works around the top. Yaple with it at the right wing. Passes it to Pierce. Pierce drives to the hoop. Swings it around. Three ball off the side of the backboard and rebounded by Sparks. Around the horn. And Price picks it up. Price, top of the key, passes it around. Grow. Sparks. Sparks with it at the right wing. 3:45 to go. And Yaple picks it up. Stopped by a Cardinal defender. Passes it to Sparks. Sparks drives baseline off the hands of a Cardinal and will stay with the Hounds. Just a quick little breather to help out Maryville just a little bit.
Yeah, I think they're going to need a little bit more help than a breather, Wiley. This game is starting to get out of hand, but for Maryville right now, all they need to start working on is just some tangibles, passes, shot attempts, rebounding. So giving some extra reserves some chance to get some game time. You know, some freshmen and sophomores, as Jaylee Price takes a three, will not go.
Price's three, no good. Picked up by Bigham. Bigham will take it across the court. 3:30 to go in this one. Swings it around to Ross. Ross at the right wing. Passes it around to Smith. Smith with the three ball short. And it'll stay here on the floor and go to the Hounds.
Hounds have 3:18 left. Still a little bit of time to mount, a little bit of a comeback. But the scoring definitely is going to have to start soon. If you are the Hounds, just to get the ball in the basket is going to be a little bit of a reward here for this last quarter of the play.
Sparks swings it around to Grow. Grow to Yaple. Yaple with the three ball. Off the iron, no good. And here come the Cardinals, taking it the other way. Stolen by Sparks. And Sparks with the pass to Price. And Price taking it the other way for the Hounds. Price at the elbow. Pass it to Sparks. Sparks contested. Three. Short. No good. And just a tug-of-war battle for possession of the ball. And it'll be a jump ball. And it'll stay with Maryville.
Maryville has definitely been winning on these jump ball opportunities, getting their hands on the ball, even though they can't get the rebound, just managing to, you know, go up with them and get hands on the ball.
Hornbuckle to come in for Price. 2:45 to go in this one, 48-29 in favor of Benton. Claire Walter with a three ball short, no good. Picked up by Yaple. Yaple with a pass high low to Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle with the left-handed layup, and he'll make it 48-31 with 2:20 to go.
Great look by Yaple coming out of the rebound and finding Hornbuckle down low wide open.
And looks like be another foul on the Spoof Hounds. Be a foul on Michaela Yaple. Yaple doing a good job this evening, both offensively and defensively, as she picks up her second foul.
You're right on that, Wiley. This game has just been, you know, all about the fouls here for Maryville and the rebounding, of course. But the fouls definitely just something to just take out of the factor of this game is that they let themselves run away with the fouls, which put, you know, Benton at the line for so many extra points.
Bigham's first free throw attempt good, and here is her second one. Second free throw up. Back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Hornbuckle. Yaple running the floor now for the Hounds. Pass it to Walters. Walters with a three. Good! Claire Walter with a three ball. Makes it 49-34 with 2 minutes to go in this one. High-low pass from Bigham to Ross, and Ross finds herself her first points of the night. Yaple pass to Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle, long three. Good from another area code. And a big, big three ball. Back-to-back threes. It's Yaple and Hornbuckle putting up back-to-back threes in a timeout called by the Spoof Hounds with a minute 46 to go.
Support for Spoof Hound Athletics comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, just off the square in Maryville and online at mwdata.net.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Pound Hound. 146 remains here in game one of tonight's girl-boy doubleheader at Maryville High School here in the Hound Pound. I'm Wiley Wright. Alongside me is Jackson Phelps. Currently, Maryville girls trailing 51-37 to the Benton Cardinals. As Bigham will move it across the floor, Yaple, a juggernaut on defense for this squad, once again in Bigham's face. As the pass from Bigham to Ross goes down low and a block by Walter. Walter put a three ball on offense and then a big stop on defense, and it'll stay with the Cardinals with a minute 20 to go. Olalier passes it down to Smith. And Smith down to Envy. It'll be a foul on the play, and it'll go to and go to the line and shoot two.
For Maryville with under a minute 30 to play here. Things are not looking great for a win here in the Hound Pound. But, you know, you just can't let these games affect them. Like, you know, they can't let them get to their heads because we're starting to get to the end of the season. Districts are just around the corner, and we're going to start after talking about state. So for playoffs around the corner, you know, you take these losses. Every loss is a lesson, is what my coach used to say. So there's a lot of lessons to be learned out of this game if you're the Spoofhound girls team. So hopeful for them to bounce back after this and come away with some more wins to end the season.
Envy Ross goes 1-for-2, and a three ball by Sparks is blocked by Alale. Picked up by Walter, and Walter going with the rebound. It goes back up and no good. Picked up by Jada Mabian. Mabian at the top of the key, works to the left, swings it around to Alale. Alale in the left corner trying to find an open girl. Passes it up to Smith. Smith at the top of the key, 48 seconds to go in this one. Smith works to the right, trying to get a screen from Bigham. Bigham went away. 52-37 with 30 seconds to go here in this one in Maryville. Stolen by Sparks. Sparks going to the line. Gets the layup. No good. Rebounded by Walter. Walter with a fadeaway jumper. No good. And picked up by Mabian. Mabian driving to the hoop with 20 seconds to go. Pump fakes a Spoofhound, and she'll score, making it 54-37 with 13 to go. Yapel moving it down the floor. Pass it to Sparks, 7 on the clock. Pass it to Walter. Walter with a baseline jumper, no good, and they'll run the clock out here in Maryville, and that'll do it for game one of tonight's doubleheader. Benton takes game one, 54-37. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the second game of tonight's doubleheader, the St. Joseph Benton Cardinals in the Maryville Spoofhounds boys game.